visiting with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you guys keep rolling here in the month of January. Went on Tuesday night, and a big stretch for you guys coming up. You know, you got Meritazine tonight and three games next week. You know, Madison, Burlingame, and Northern Heights next week. Road Warriors next week before the league tournament.
Yeah, you know, with all the snow and that last week, kind of puts everybody kind of in a bind as far as playing. But the kids like it. Like I told them last week, I said they're going to get to play more games than they get to go to practice. So, you know, it's one of those things where we just, you know, we got to go out and take care of ourselves, do what we do, and hopefully we improve. And I think every night we go out, we'll make strides as we go here.
Good win for you guys on Tuesday over Hartford, 64-32. What'd you like about that game, especially coming back and with last week being postponed due to the winter weather?
Well, I liked the way we got off the first quarter defensively. It was 19-4, and a lot of that was set up on our defense. We kind of kept them from getting really into anything early. You know, after that, I thought the rest of the game was kind of in and out. I thought offensively, we didn't shoot the ball well. I think we shot 38% from the field, which some of that was understanding with all the time we missed and not get, you know, with the snow issues. When you don't have school, you don't have practice. So we missed 3 days of, you know, even practices the week before. So he kind of thought the shooting might be something. And that was the issue. I thought overall defensively we were pretty sound throughout the game. But that first quarter really was, a good start for us.
So usual suspects doing good things?
Yeah, you know, Dexton was on the Wilkinson kid, and, you know, he's our leading scorer, and I think he got 6 for the game, and 4 of those were in the last 2 minutes of the ball game where probably somebody else was on him. So, you know, I think Dexton did a nice job of setting the tone and not letting him get anything going for them. And, we pressed him a little bit, and Brecken and, Cade Whitmore and Abbott Bailey got to play. That was good. He's kind of getting more in the rhythm, and there was some good things that come out of it.
Visiting with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you guys are 6-1 heading into the night, 3-0 in the league. Meritazine Valley coming to Opie tonight. Next week you go to the Northern Heights, and then you make up the games with Madison and Burlingame, and we will have the Madison doubleheader on Country 101.7 FM coming up on Thursday, and then next Friday's doubleheader between Opie and Burlingame, we'll have those on Mix 104.9. Friday is due to our coverage of the Flint Hills League shootout, the boys semifinals taking place at White Auditorium, and then, of course, Lyon County League, not that far away, Coach.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we're going to take one game at a time here, starting with Meritazine tonight and then go into next week. And, again, we hit the road 3 times. And, you know, that the end of the week kind of sets you up similar to what you do the following week, hopefully, with the league tournament, play on a back-to-back night. So and there are going to be challenges for us. So, but I think these kids will approach it the right way and, we're going to focus on ourselves and focus on doing the fundamentals. As I said, Abbott's back, so we kind of got all our pieces back in place and just working as a team to kind of get that continuity and, get to playing together, better and better.
You know, you mentioned about taking it one game at a time. Just a lot of implications, on the line, looking for that number one seed and playing on Tuesday rather than Monday, because you guys really want to be playing. You really want probably an extra day to get ready for the league tournament with playing the back to back next week.
Yeah, this year I definitely think that a lot of times I've always kind of said that I wish the one seed played on Mondays. If you're fortunate to be the one seed, that allows you to have more rest during the week of the tournament. where if you're the one seed, you play on Tuesday and you actually get less rest than the two and three seeds. But in this case, you're probably right, playing a back-to-back on Thursday, Friday. You know, again, we got to do our business, though. So there's a lot of stuff up in the air with us having four games left. Everybody's still in the mix. And, you know, how it happens, it happens. So I'm hoping that we don't have to play on that Monday, but, you know, we got to do our business first. And again, I think these kids will approach it the right way, one game at a time, and that's all that matters.
Definitely, Coach. It's going to be a fun next couple of weeks. We approach midseason time. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Meritazine Valley. Best of luck next week on Tuesday at Northern Heights, and we look forward to carrying Thursday and Friday's games on Country 101.7 FM on Thursday, and then next Friday on Mix 104.9. That's Madison Thursday and Burlingame on Friday, and we look forward to seeing the Eagles at the Lyon County League Tournament coming up in a little over a week. And, Coach, I know you and I will have some more conversations over the next week. We'll talk again here on the Area Coaches Corner in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, Dylan. Appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
That is Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, Live and Local.